This is a question from Gornitai Prabhu. He's saying that in the first verse of Mana Shiksha, there is a list towards whom we should develop love: the gurus, Raja, the residents of Raja, devotees, and the brahmanas. And the problem for him is about the brahmanas. How can we learn to love those who we don't even know? And generally, even when we hear about them, we hear with respect, but the verse is actually asking for more. And in Hungary, we don't have these brahmanas, and I don't go to other places, so how can I develop my love for them?
Anyway, but we don't know Krishna that well. We don't know the bridge passes. Guru, Geshra, Goshta, Sujana, Subhashini. But still, we recognize that there's a principle, and that principle is that these people should be shown affection because they're worthy of it. Everyone wants to be loved, and everyone wants to love. And there's other people to who our loving propensity should be shown. Why? Well, guru goshte goshtalayishu, to a spiritual master, because from them we get transcendental knowledge. Residents of Vrindavan, because they love Krishna so much. And Brahmins, well, for the same reason that Krishna is Brahmanyadev, Namo Brahmanyadevaya. So he loves the Brahmins, even though they're not always behave in a very lovable way, like Durvasa or so on. But why? What's special about Brahmins? Tesham Gyani Nitya Yuktam Eko Bhakti Vishishyate. They have this inclination to better their lot. They're not satisfied just with simply material life. They're not satisfied with engaging in a passionate lifestyle. They want to find out what is it that makes the world function. What is the truth? What's the absolute truth? And according to their qualification, they're searching, they're looking. And because they're looking, therefore, Krishna is very affectionate towards them. And so we're Krishna's devotees. Therefore, we should also be affectionate to those to whom Krishna's affectionate too. And so there are these different types of brahmanas. So we may not know them, that's all right. But in principle, we love children. So in principle, we also love brahmanas. And by that, then Krishna becomes pleased, because he also loves them. And of course, ultimately, we need to be able to love everybody. But when we start by loving these, then our loving propensity becomes nourished more and more, and then we're able to expand that circle of love to other living entities. Hare Krishna.